I'm excited about this new series of podcasts. Welcome to the Clarence Storrs Leadership Podcast, a podcast about becoming 1% better every day. And now your host, yours truly, Clarence Storrs. Hey everyone, this is Clarence E. Storrs Jr., host of the Clarence Storrs Leadership Podcast, a podcast about becoming 1% better every day so that you can level up in all areas of life. And I'm excited about this new series of podcasts. For those who are listening know or may not know, I am a pastor. I pastor the Morris Hill Baptist Church of Chicago. We call ourselves Morris Hill Anywhere, and that's reflected in our digital approach, in the revamping of our church app, and that app we nicknamed Church in Your Pocket. From there, you can access our sermons, our teachings, our calendar, and Bible reading, and be kept abreast as to what's happening in and around Morris Hill. The interviews I've scheduled have been on point, real, relevant, and raw. You're going to hear from some incredible leaders, both within the church as well as outside, to share their perspective on how we navigate not our new normal, but as Tom Rainer says, our new reality. Welcome back to the Clarence Storrs Leadership Podcast, where we bridge the gap between leadership principles and personal journeys, each episode guiding you one step closer to personal excellence, or, as I like to say, getting 1% better every day. I'm your host, Clarence E. Storrs Jr., but you can just call me Big Bro or Unc, as many are accustomed to now that I'm navigating my 50s. As someone cruising through my 50s, I'm considered an OG. That's right. I've taken great joy in sharing the lessons I've learned and discovering new ones with you. Today, we're crafting a roadmap for those approaching the monumental age of 40. It's not just about age. It's about setting the stage now to thrive in your 40s and beyond. Today's show is packed with insights on personal growth, financial stability, self-improvement, which is essential for everyone before hitting 40. In this opening segment, we're focusing on why your 30s are the perfect time to prioritize personal growth and financial stability. These years are your prime to lay down a solid foundation of wisdom, wealth, and well-being. Did you catch that? Wisdom, wealth, and well-being that will support you through the decades to come. With the foundation set, let's dive into today's episode, Mastering Your 30s, The Roadmap to 40 Begins Now. Have you ever pondered about what you want to achieve before you turn 40? This is a question that tends to linger in our minds as we navigate the journey of life. As we grow older, we often find ourselves seeking a sense of accomplishment and purpose. This is where setting and achieving goals come into play. Life is a beautiful, complex tapestry of experiences and milestones, and the age of 40 is a significant one. It's a time when you're likely to reflect on what you've done and what you'd still like to do. It's an opportunity to take stock of your life and realign your actions with your aspirations. So, today, we're going to explore 10 life-changing goals to accomplish before turning 40. These are not just goals. They are catalysts for personal growth, self-improvement, and fulfillment. They're designed to challenge you, inspire you, and ultimately transform your life. So, without further ado, let's dive into the first goal. Goal number one, stepping out of your comfort zone. This is easier said than done, isn't it? But don't let familiarity lock you in. Sometimes, unearth our true potential. We need to dare to venture beyond the familiar boundaries of our comfort zones. Consider indulging in a solo expedition. It could involve globetrotting to an unknown city or country, or perhaps tracing an unexplored hiking trail. The essence lies in plunging into the uncharted, confronting the uncertain, and learning to steer through it. Such expeditions can cultivate resilience, flexibility, and the pure delight of self-revelation. Or, have you considered becoming an entrepreneur? It's a formidable undertaking, but ponder on the prospects. You could transform a hobby into a source of income, generate employment, and contribute to the economy. The entrepreneurial voyage teems with obstacles, but it's these very hurdles that can trigger innovation, nurture leadership qualities, and impart a sense of achievement. And why not rejuvenate your social life? Maybe you're stuck in the monotonous cycle of work, home, sleep, repeat. Think about joining a society, attending social gatherings, or merely reconnecting with old acquaintances. Engaging with diverse individuals can widen your outlook, intensify your empathy, and cultivate significant bonds. Yes, stepping out of your comfort zone does involve risks, but it also paves the way for personal evolution. It's about challenging limits, welcoming alterations, and daring to savor more of life's offerings. About recognizing your potential to achieve more than you've ever imagined. So, whether your choice is a solo expedition, initiating a business, or rejuvenating your social life, remember, the comfort zone is a pleasant haven, but it's barren. It's time to step out into the enigmatic, into the discomfort, because that's the real gateway to life. Remember, growth is nurtured outside your comfort zone. Moving on to goal number two, establish a daily power hour. Now, what's a power hour, you might ask? It's an uninterrupted, sacred 60 minutes you set aside each day for personal development. Think of it as a workout for your mind, a space where you can engage in activities that enrich you intellectually and emotionally. Could be diving into a captivating book, jotting down your thoughts in a journal, or even learning a new skill. The key here is consistency. A mere hour might not seem like a lot, but imagine the compound effect over a year, over 365 hours of self-improvement. During your power hour, the world outside can wait. This is your time to grow, to learn, to create. It's your personal incubator of ideas, thoughts, and dreams. Your power hour is your investment in yourself. The script is already opening with the third goal is to cultivate a positive and resilient mindset. No changes are needed. Financial independence is our fourth goal. This may seem like a lofty ambition, but in reality, it is more achievable than you might think. It requires an understanding of the power of money and knowing how to make it work for you, not against you. First, we delve into budgeting. The secret here is to live within your means. Take note of your income and expenses and plan accordingly. cut down on unnecessary spending, keep in mind every penny saved propels you a step closer to financial independence. Now, let's discuss saving. It's not merely about stashing away a bit of cash every month. It encompasses the creation of an emergency fund, a safety net that can cover unexpected expenses. Experts suggest maintaining at least 6 months' worth of living expenses in this fund. This fund can be a lifesaver during unforeseen situations, such as job loss or medical emergencies. Now, on to investing. This is the stage where your money starts working for you. Consider spreading your investments across stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. If you're uncertain where to begin, consider consulting a financial advisor. Remember, investing is not about getting rich quick. It's about accumulating wealth over time. And let's not forget about retirement. Initiate planning for it now. Consistently contribute to your retirement fund. The earlier you start, the more time your money has to health insurance and life insurance are equally critical. They safeguard you and your loved ones from financial difficulties during challenging times. Lastly, aim to be debt-free. Pay off your loans and credit card bills on time to avoid interest rates. Becoming debt-free is a significant part of achieving financial independence. Remember, financial independence isn't about being wealthy. It's about gaining control over your finances and ultimately your life. It's about the liberty to make choices that aren't governed by financial constraints. It's about the tranquility that comes from knowing you're financially secure. It won't transpire overnight, but with discipline, patience, and intelligent financial decisions, you can accomplish financial independence. And once you do, you'll comprehend why we say financial independence is freedom redefined. The fifth goal is to unearth and chase your authentic passion. This expedition demands introspection, exploration, and a sprinkle of bravery. Passion, you see, is the catalyst that sparks your voyage towards self-realization and happiness. So, how you unearth your authentic passion? Initially, pay attention to your what makes you oblivious to time. What subject or pursuit can you discuss endlessly without a hint of monotony? These are signs of what genuinely fascinates you. But don't be anxious if the revelation doesn't manifest instantly. It's a progression, and it's absolutely fine to be patient. Subsequently, try different things. Passion isn't always a lifelong companion. Sometimes it's discovered by venturing into the unknown. Take painting lessons, begin a blog, sign up for a dance course, or join a coding class. Who knows? Your passion might be hiding in an unsurveyed niche. Now, once you've pinpointed your passion, how do you blend into your life? If your passion coincides with your job, perfect. But if it doesn't, don't worry. Your passion doesn't need to be your income. It can be a hobby that offers you happiness, contentment, and a sense of accomplishment. Remember to maintain equilibrium. While following your passion is crucial, a sense of practicality is equally important. If your passion is music, but you possess a knack for marketing, why not merge the two? You could find a career in marketing, letting you stay close to your passion while also earning a living. Finally, don't let fear restrain you. Fear of change or failure is common, but don't let it dissuade you from chasing what brings you joy. Remember, it's always better to try and stumble than to regret not attempting at all. In summary, unearthing and pursuing your passion is a personal quest that can result in immeasurable satisfaction and joy. It might demand some patience and effort, but the returns are definitely worth it. Your passion is your strength. Harness and let it navigate you towards a life filled with purpose and contentment. The sixth goal is to make a positive impact in the world. This means acknowledging that we're all part of a larger community and recognizing that our actions, no matter how small, can cause ripple effects that bring about substantial changes. It's about shifting our focus from our own lives and needs and actively working towards improving the environment around us. Making a positive impact can be accomplished in numerous ways, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to establish a worldwide charity or a global issue. It can be as straightforward as volunteering at a local shelter, planting trees in your neighborhood, or mentoring a young person who could gain from your knowledge and experience. It's about utilizing your unique skills and abilities to make a difference in the lives of others. But why is making a positive impact so crucial? Because contributing to society doesn't just help others, also enriches our own lives. It gives us a sense of purpose and fulfillment, knowing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. It widens our worldview and aids in personal growth. It reminds us of our interconnectedness and the power we possess to initiate change. Additionally, making a positive impact is a means to leave a lasting legacy. It's about nurturing a world that's a little better than the one we found, a world in which future generations can prosper. It's about understanding that our time on this planet is temporary, but the impact of our actions can reverberate long after we're gone. So, ponder over how you can make a positive impact in your way. It could be through your job, your personal life, or even a reflect on the issues that move you, the alterations you desire to see in the world, and how you can contribute towards turning those alterations into reality. Keep in mind, it's not about the magnitude of the impact, but the intention behind it. It's about bettering the world, one action at a time. After all, your legacy is every life you've touched. The seventh goal is to delve into 100 different universes across various genres of books. You may find yourself questioning, why books? Each book is a door into another universe, a vault of insights, a tool for grasping the world around us and its inhabitants. Reading broadens our minds, gifts us new viewpoints, and teaches us to empathize with a spectrum of characters, cultures, and concepts. Every book, be it fiction or nonfiction, brings something distinct, something that can enhance our lives in unimaginable ways. Reading provokes us, motivates us, and shapes us into better thinkers and communicators. So, why not aim to explore 100 different worlds through books? It's the numbers, but the richness of thoughts, ideas, and perspectives you acquire. Remember, books are far from being just lifeless words on a page. They are the pulsating, dynamic existence of the past, present, and future. Books are our very own portable magic. The eighth goal is to become a mentor. Mentorship isn't just about imparting wisdom or advice. It's about mutual growth and learning. As a guide and supporter, you're given a unique chance to influence someone's personal and professional growth. Picture the fulfillment of watching someone you've mentored tackle life's hurdles using the tools and knowledge you've passed on. Mentorship isn't confined to formal roles or relationships. It can be as simple as counseling a junior coworker, coaching a community sports team, or sharing your experiences with a friend facing similar life circumstances. The essence lies in being receptive, patient, and ready to share your expertise. You may ask, what are the benefits for me? There are numerous advantages of mentoring. First, it solidifies your comprehension and dominance of a topic or talent. According to the adage, you don't truly comprehend something until you explain it to another person. Second, it develops empathy, patience, and communication abilities. It gives you the opportunity to hone your listening skills and offer constructive criticism, both of which are crucial life skills. Third, it allows for self-reflection and personal growth. Frequently, while guiding others, we uncover truths about ourselves, our principles, our strengths, and even our pitfalls. This level of self-realization can be a potent catalyst for personal progression. Lastly, being a mentor allows you to reciprocate the guidance and support you've received. It provides an opportunity to make a tangible, positive difference in someone else's life, and there's no greater reward. Therefore, think about a mentor. It's a gift bestow on others and a gift you bestow on yourself. It's a fulfilling, rewarding, and exceptionally human experience. Remember, to teach is to impact lives perpetually. The ninth goal is to create and share meaningful, creative work. You might be wondering, I'm not a creative person. I don't have the skills of an artist, a writer, or a musician. But I want you to understand that creativity is not restricted to these conventional fields. It's about sharing your unique viewpoint, your knowledge, your life experiences to the world in a way that only you can. Consider leaving a touch of yourself in the world, a touch that will continue to motivate, enlighten, or entertain long after you've shifted to other endeavors or even other phases of life. Such is the power of creating and sharing meaningful work. It's about making a contribution to the world in a manner that only you can. Perhaps it could be a blog where you articulate your ideas on a subject you feel strongly about. Or it could be a book that encapsulates your journey and wisdom. Maybe it's a painting that communicates your feelings in a way that words fall short of. Or it could be a business that tackles a problem you are deeply concerned about. The options are limitless. But remember, it's not just about creating, it's also about sharing. Sharing your work can be intimidating. It exposes you to critique and judgment. But simultaneously, it opens up the avenue for connection, for resonating with individuals who identify with your work. Also, don't overlook the process of creating itself. It's an exploration of your psyche, a journey that can catalyze personal development and self-realization. It's an opportunity to acquire new skills, tackle challenges, and experience the pleasure of bringing your ideas into reality. So where do you begin? Start by recognizing your interests, your passions. What is it that you want to put across? What message do you want to communicate to the world? Subsequently, select a medium that aligns with your and start creating. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's expression. Therefore, don't let the fear of not being good enough deter you. Create for the love of creating. Share for the love of connecting. And in the process, leave a bit of yourself in the world. You are the artist of your life. Make it a magnum opus. The script is already starting with the 10th and final goal is to develop healthy habits. Therefore, no modification is needed. To wrap up, we've explored 10 life-changing goals to accomplish before turning 40. We've talked about stepping out of your comfort zone and the immense growth that lies on the other side of fear. We've delved into the power of dedicating an hour each day to personal development and the transformative effect this can have on your life. We've also discussed the importance of cultivating a positive mindset, achieving financial independence, and discovering your true passion. We've emphasized the value of making a positive impact on the world, expanding your horizons through reading, becoming a mentor, and expressing yourself through creative work. And importantly, we've underscored the necessity of developing healthy habits to support both your physical and mental well-being. These are not just goals, but stepping stones to a fulfilling and meaningful life. Now, the ball is in your court. Make your life count.
You've been listening to the Clarence Storrs Leadership Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on becoming 1% better each day and leveling up in all areas of life.